707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here and got the band back together. Dalton Orwig back, Kelly Finley, and you, of course. Text line popping at 343-0106. Plus, we'll be turning up your voice and talking to you after 8 o'clock. Speaking of talking to people, Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us at 8 o'clock. One of our three big things, top stories on our website here, the discussion of possibly 25,000 immigrants being moved to our area. The question is where? Well, they say a tent camp in Baldwin County. According to the Trump administration, they may put 25,000 immigrants in Baldwin County. Congressman Byrne has spoken out about that, and we'll talk to him more about that coming up at 8 o'clock. 7:08, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. And Dalton, good morning. Condolences continue to pour in on social media in the death of Bridget Gentry Marshall. She is the wife of Attorney General Steve Marshall, his office confirming, quote, "We are saddened to report that Bridget Marshall, wife of Attorney General Steve Marshall, passed away this morning after a long struggle with mental illness." The statement goes on to say Bridget was a devoted and much beloved daughter, wife, and mother. Troy King is Marshall's challenger in the race for Attorney General, saying, "Today is a sad and difficult day. Today we're not in different political campaigns or camps. We are husbands and wives, fathers and mothers. We cannot imagine the deep sense of loss and grief the Marshall family must face." He even paused his campaign and ordered that the campaign advertising be stopped. And Governor Kay Ivey reacting to the sudden death, saying in part, "A mother is the backbone to a family and especially important to her daughter. I pray that Steve and Faith are comforted in this extremely difficult time. It is never easy to lose a loved one, and certainly not as suddenly as this. I've spoken with the Attorney General Marshall and offered my support. I know the people of Alabama will show the Marshall family great love and sympathy during this time." Bridget leaves behind a husband, of course, and a daughter, Faith, who attends Jacksonville State University. Mobile police need your help searching for a man wanted in the fatal shooting of a 37-year-old named Joe Dickerson. 34-year-old Ernesto Fox is wanted on allegations that he fatally shot Dickerson back on April 9th. Shooting happened on Pritchard Avenue. Police are asking if you know of any information as to where Fox may be or any information about the shooting. You're urged to contact Mobile Police, 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Congressman Bradley Byrne is heading to the Secretary of Homeland Security's office this morning to raise concerns over an immigrant tent city in Alabama. Last week, a Department of the Navy memo leaked, which unveiled a plan to house 25,000 refugees in Baldwin County. They would be placed in two locations, one near Robertsdale, the other in Orange Beach. Congressman Byrne says the infrastructure, water, electricity, and sewer cannot sustain that many people.
Bringing them all the way over to Alabama in a field near the coast in hurricane season is not a good way to detain people.
The GOP challenger in the race for attorney general has suspended his campaign after news broke Sunday that AG Steve Marshall's wife has died. The attorney general's office confirms Bridget Marshall died after a long struggle with mental illness. She was 45 years old. Foley police busted a man with a homemade bomb over the weekend. He faces other charges as well. Thomas Abadi was arrested Friday. Police say he confessed to having a homemade bomb. He's being held on a $12,000 bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
7:13 a.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Very specific.
Thank you. Starting your day with us here on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The 2018 College World Series finals are set. The University of Arkansas preparing to face Oregon State tonight in game one of the best of three series. We almost had an all-SEC final. The Razorbacks advanced to the championship with a 5-2 win over the top-ranked Florida Gators on Friday night. It'll be the second time in Arkansas's history that the baseball team will compete in the finals. Their first go-round was back in 1979 when the Razorbacks lost to Cal State Fullerton. Oregon State beat Mississippi State twice over the weekend to advance to the Beavers' first World Series final since 2007. The Beavers were facing elimination when they defeated the Bulldogs 12-2 on Friday and again 5-2 on Saturday. Oregon State lost their World Series opener this year to North Carolina. They then won four games in 6 days to advance. Game one in Omaha set for tonight at 6 p.m., and you can catch that action on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears won three in a row at home over the Tennessee Smokies after dropping the first game of the series on Thursday night. The Bay Bears won 7-6 on a walk-off single in the ninth inning on Friday night. Then Mobile hit four home runs in a 14-4 win on Saturday and dominated with three more home runs in a 9-0 shutout win on Sunday. Tonight, the two teams meet for the fifth game of the six-game series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to his third win of the season in the road course race at Sonoma on Sunday.
Rounding turn 11 and headed for home, Martin Truex scores his 18th career NASCAR Cup victory.
Truex made a risky move by waiting to pit several laps later than the rest of the contending drivers, and that move paid off with Truex passing Kevin Harvick with 20 laps to go. He led by nearly 24 seconds at that point, and then took it easy the rest of the way, finishing 10 seconds ahead of Harvick in second place. Clint Bowyer finished in third, followed by Chase Elliott in fourth. On the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson came back from six shots down on Sunday to pass third-round leader Paul Casey and win the Travelers Championship for the third time. It was also Watson's third PGA Tour win this season. The Pensacola native finished the tournament at 17 under par, three shots ahead of Casey, Bo Hostler, J.B. Holmes, and another familiar name around here, Stuart Sink. Bubba was tied for the lead at 16 under going into the final hole when he drilled an approach shot to within 3 feet of the hole.
Oh, almost went in! What a shot from Bubba Watson looking for number three here at the Travelers.
He would make the birdie to go to 17 under, and no one would catch Bubba the remainder of the day.
It's been an amazing ride my whole career, but this year has been outstanding.
Watson has the most wins of any player this year on the tour and sits in third place in the FedEx Cup rankings behind University of Alabama alum Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in first place. In the World Cup on Sunday, England defeated Panama 6-1 with Harry Kane netting a hat trick to take the lead in goals scored this World Cup. Now has 5 goals. England's now guaranteed a spot in the round of 16. Also Sunday, Japan and Senegal played to a 2-2 draw, and Colombia eliminated Poland with a 3-0 shutout win. Today there are 4 games. At 9 this morning, Saudi Arabia faces Egypt. Neither team will reach the group of 16. They'll be both done after today. Also at 9 this morning, Russia and Uruguay will face off. Both of those teams have already qualified to move on. At 1 this afternoon, Spain can secure a spot in the 16 with a win over Morocco. And also at 1, Iran and Portugal will meet, with Iran needing to win and Portugal needing at least a draw to advance. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. And on the way, children of the 80s, like every summertime toy that we've held dear, is on a new list from toysafety.org as being the most dangerous summer toys for kids. I'll give you that rundown coming up.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast expect mostly sunny skies. Today will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow hot again with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Skylar Sherrill, nurse practitioner. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit southerncancercenter.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that June is National Cancer Survivor Month. There are over 14 million cancer survivors in the United States today, and millions more across the globe. Take time to celebrate the survivors in your life and show your support for those still fighting. Cancer is our toughest opponent yet, but together we can fight and survive this disease. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at 181 and I-10, the right lane's still blocked off right on the overpass as they've got an accident. Fire department on the scene, but they're moving it out of the roadway now. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear. No major backups across the Bayway. Again, from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's been a great start to our Monday. You know, if your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Obama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. Just call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com for more. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. To heck with spring cleaning. How about some summer cleaning? Now you got some little hands there, got the kids in on the work. They can figure out what they're not going to use, what's junk, and then you make that one call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and get Trey and the crew to come out and get rid of the junk. And if that junk's somewhere that you can't easily get at it, it's an attic or it's a storage building or something like that, they can do that as well. They can also do it at your office, storage unit. Hey, wherever you got junk and you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to find online as well, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 10 years plus now for Trey and the crew doing business right here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. National name, but local franchisee, my friend Trey. So give him a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 7:21, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Just in time for the new work week. Good morning. Construction work all wrapped up on that bridge deck work on Airport Boulevard. Even a sign up this morning which says ramp open. So we're excited because we told you about the construction project last Friday. ALDOT said it was going to take 10 days, but the project only lasted and took 2 days. That is good news as you get your morning commute started. Alabama Department of Transportation tweeted out, "We're excited to report all lanes on Airport Boulevard and I-65 are open. Thank you, everyone, for your patience, and to the McElhinney Construction Company for their efforts in expediting the work to minimize traffic impacts. Great job." Indeed. Believe it or not, another deadline to register to vote is looming if you want to vote in the July 17th runoff election. The deadline to register is Monday, July the 2nd. You can register online through the Alabama Secretary of State's office, or you can download a registration form and mail it to the County Board of Registrars or go to your local library. State law sets the deadline to register as the 15th day before an election. The general election is November the 6th. And great news for the state of Alabama, as we're now getting a second Amazon distribution center. Of course, in Theodore, which is in Mobile County, we were the first to celebrate Amazon coming to town. Now the city of Bessemer, which is just west of Birmingham, they're excited that they're going to get their Amazon distribution center as well. The Jefferson County Commission president said agreements were signed on Thursday to locate the $325 million facility just west of Birmingham in Bessemer. The more than 850,000 square foot center will initially employ about 1,500 people. That number is expected to double. Speaking of our Amazon distribution center, Sean, want to mention this. Two jobs have been posted, which are now available for you. Amazon here in Theodore hiring a part-time seasonal sortation associate. That job posted 6 days ago. And a logistics specialist, military veterans, posted today. Go grab that job. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 723 FM Talk 106.5. And a discussion that is, deja vu all over again. Wasn't that the Yogi Berra quote here? That's what it looks like. As thousands of migrants could be housed in tent cities in Baldwin County, according to a report out of Time Magazine and our news partners at WKRG, they were obtained a report on Friday, an internal document that says the U.S. Navy plans to build sites at two abandoned airfields, Navy Outlying Field Wolf in Orange Beach and Navy Outlying Field Silver Hill. Now, if you remember correctly, these were the ones discussed back a couple years ago during the Obama administration as being a possible location. Congressman Bradley Byrne commented about the report on Friday, just hours after he learned about it himself. He said 20-plus thousand people in a field in tents in the heights of summer, in the height of hurricane season. If you want to treat people inhumanely, that's the way to do it, Byrne said, criticizing the possibility of camps coming to Baldwin County. Other camps are proposed for California and Arizona, according to this memo. The memo is reportedly part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for people who cross the border illegally. So Congressman Byrne's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. So if you have specific questions about this, you can text those in to 343-0106, 343-0106. But yeah, remember the discussion of moving folks, and remember how the local leadership there in Baldwin County, along with state and others, organized to push back against this. We'll see what the response is going to be now. I'd love to hear from you as well. So you can text us, or after 8 o'clock, after we talk to the congressman, you can call 343-0106. Also, a reminder, Some Are Better Than Others contest now in week two, and old time feed for the next day and a half. Right? 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 days. You'll be able to get in and get your name in the registration box. Then we'll draw a weekly winner from Old Time Feed, $50 gift certificate from there, and then we move the box again.
Yeah, and all kinds of great prizes that you can win. The grand prize, $5,500 in value, and all of our great sponsors that are participating, of course, Carrot Patch, which you could have showed up to
last week one to register.
They're giving away a Reactor Valkyrie men's watch. Old Time Feed has a set of Adirondack chairs and a table that just look awesome. Goldfingers, they're involved, going to give you some chicken and, of course, some of their great sides there. 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, also a Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters. That's all up for you to win. Just register each week at the participating location.
All right, very good. And I mentioned this earlier, children of the 80s, like everything we held dear as toys during the summertime, seem to be under the microscope here for the folks at toysafety.org. I bet you they're more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Seriously.
Which they probably said barrel of monkeys is illegal too. Consumer Protection Group has released its annual list, and we have talked about these in the past, but it's the 2018 list of the most dangerous toys kids play with in the summer. And number one on the list, I carried this possibly. I don't want to. I guess I'm outside the statute of limitations. I carried this possibly on to the University of Alabama. Water balloon slingshots.
Oh, those are dangerous.
I've never heard of such.
With the big thing, with the big bands, and you get, oh my gosh!
Maybe
and
I've
if
seen
you're down on the water, they were Yes, they were fun. they say they can cause eye injuries, so we know you put your eye out. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what you were trying to do on campus, right?
Yeah, and especially if kids use them to shoot other things like rocks. Okay, well let me make a point here. They're called a water balloon slingshot. If they're shooting rocks, then it's not a water balloon slingshot. Correct.
Just a slingshot.
But the water balloons are the ammunition we use in them. Number two here. This used to be a gift that people gave for kids to play during the summer. This is probably before some impaling stories came out. Lawn darts.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember those.
The kinds with the pointed tips have been illegal in this country since 1988. Oops. They still make them with weighted tips, so they're not sharp, but they can cause head injuries. Yeah, because people throw them up and forget that gravity thing. Big wheels and other low-rider tricycles.
That's so wrong.
Stab in the heart here.
Yeah, it is. This is personal.
Are they worried about people taking those on the road?
No, they're really hard to see when you're driving, so you have to be careful about when and where you let your kids use them. So that's really not the fault of big wheel. It's the fault of the driver,
yeah,
right? And the big wheel never could accomplish enough speed to hurt anybody because the more you pedal, the more that front wheel would go slip, slip, slip. Slip.
Especially when you went over gravel. Oh,
yes.
Man.
Oh, that's impossible. You get it off in the yard and you're stuck. You had to pick it up and drag it back to the concrete.
Oh,
swimming pools on the list. They said even the little baby pools you can fill with a hose are a major risk. So always pay attention to your kids. And when they're in the pool, young kids can drown in less than 2 inches of water, and it can happen in less than 30 seconds. That one's serious. That's water safety wherever. That's pools or rivers or the Gulf. You got to be aware. And then this one. They love to pick on the slip and slides. That's been going on a couple
of
decades.
We were just talking about it last week, about our summer fun. Dr. Bill even got in on the conversation.
Said there's a real risk of head, neck, and spine injuries. People have been paralyzed from sliding into stuff, including other kids. And you need to be careful, too, because you're heavier and slide faster. I guess they're talking to the grown-ups. That's why the packaging says they're just for kids and not adults. Y'all hear that?
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most dangerous when you forget to pick up the rocks underneath the slip and slide.
Yeah, that hurts.
I mean, conceptually, the idea of running and jumping from altitude onto the ground should worry us some on the slipping side. But to use properly, just like the water balloon slingshot, they can be safe and a lot of fun for the whole family. Well, maybe not for the whole family. For the kids. For the children. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5, and Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. South Alabama officials say they will bus supporters of their plans for a new stadium to Tuesday's city council meeting. They want to show city leaders there's backing for the proposed $10 million investment by the city in an on-campus stadium. The announcement follows Mayor Sandy Stimpson's letter pushing the council to approve the money. The payments would be broken up into $500,000 a year for 20 years. The mayor has said the city should convert all financial resources to the new USA Stadium and stop funding Ladd People Stadium. The city council will have the final say. A house fire broke out in West Mobile Sunday morning. It happened at Heritage Drive East around 9 o'clock. Mobile Fire Rescue officials say the fire was contained in the kitchen. No one was at home at the time. Nearly two dozen people sought shelter after a fire broke out at a Fort Walton Beach condo. The fire destroyed several units at the Pier 1 condominiums on Pelham Road Sunday morning. Okaloosa County deputies assisted with evacuation and crowd control. There were no injuries reported. No word yet on what started that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and, most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
President Trump tweets that he wants to throw out illegal immigrants immediately, bypassing judges and court cases. The president called U.S. immigration law, quote, a mockery to good immigration policy. Lexington, Virginia restaurant owner Stephanie Wilkinson is explaining why she asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders to leave Friday night.
The owner of the Red Hen saying, I explained that the restaurant has certain standards that I feel it has to uphold, such as honesty and compassion and cooperation. I said I'd like to ask you to leave.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. This morning, President Trump is tweeting that the restaurant has, quote, filthy canopies, doors and windows, and badly needs a paint job. Well, the second man to walk on the moon is suing his Children and Family Foundation, claiming they're taking advantage of his trust and finances. 88-year-old Buzz Aldrin accuses his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia and working to undermine his romantic relationships. I'm Evan Haining.
An Alabama legacy moment.
Ruby Pickens Tart was one of the foremost chroniclers of folklore, folk music, and narratives of African Americans in rural Alabama. She helped to fill the manuscript and music collections of the Library of Congress and the Federal Writers Project. Ruby Pickens Tart continues to affect the world of folk music and culture as her notes are rediscovered by a new generation of scholars and musicians. She was inducted into the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame in 1980.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Business at movie theaters this past weekend was roughly double what it was the same weekend last year. Ticket sales totaled $280 million, the fourth biggest movie sales weekend ever. It was fueled by two movies, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which earned $150 million, and The Incredibles 2, which brought in $80.9 million. Ocean's 8 was in third place, followed by Tag and Solo, A Star Wars Story. Julian Auction says Ripley's Believe It or Not tourist attraction are the new owners of Han Solo's blaster from Return of the Jedi. The auction house says the sci-fi weapon sold over the weekend for $550,000. An Imperial Scout Trooper blaster sold for more than $95,000. The full costume Christopher Reeve wore in Superman 3 sold for $200,000. SpaceX has won its first big-ticket classified military launch contract for the Falcon Heavy rocket. The Air Force awarded SpaceX a $130 million contract. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, yesterday, we were trying to work in the yard yesterday afternoon, and it was stupid hot, to use a technical term. What about that? What did we actually make for highs yesterday?
Yeah, officially it was 93 degrees, so nowhere near a record, but the combination with the humidity put it up at 106 for a heat index at the airport. Down at Brooklyn, I believe it was about 108, in which the humidity was a bit higher down there, closer to the bay. We had another very hot day for the Gulf Coast, and the hot weather is basically due to a high pressure system that's building over us. It's reducing the threat of rain just to isolated thunderstorms, allowing more sunshine. Of course, temperatures soaring into the mid-90s. I expect a high of about 94 today, and the heat index probably about the same as yesterday, 106. As for, and again, a few thunderstorms are possible later this afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly clear, and we'll get down to about 75 degrees. And then tomorrow, another hot day, mostly sunny. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we've got a good chance of reaching 95 tomorrow. And with that, the heat index will be about 107. For the rest of the week, about the same for Wednesday, partly cloudy, a few afternoon thunderstorms, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, a few thunderstorms in the afternoon, again, low 90s, same for Friday. And looking ahead to the weekend, a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but temperatures are still on the hot side, anywhere from 92 to 95 degrees. So it looks like a hot week and not much in the way of thunderstorm activity, just a few during the afternoon.
All right. What about the tropics? Watching anything right now?
Remarkably quiet at the moment. Nothing of any significance across the Gulf, the Caribbean, or the Atlantic. The only area that I can see of any kind of thunderstorm activity on the southwestern Caribbean, but no indication of any organization there.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast, sitting at 79 already. Actually, it has been about upper 70s since we've gotten here. I think it was 81 when I left the house this morning, refreshing. And heading for that high, 95 or so. All right, plus the heat index, over 100. It's summertime now, officially. All right, now it can get hot. All right, check the ride in. Let's get Kane's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still on the scene of an accident right on the I-10 overpass at 181 in front of the Eastern Shore Center. That left lane is blocked off and right lane is slow, so keep that in mind. Also starting to see some backups and delays now as you travel from Spring Hill, also Moffitt and Dolphin in 65, but no other accidents in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Enjoy a night of baseball with the family and support the work of the Alabama Coastal Foundation all at the same time. Join us for a night at the Hank on Thursday, July 19th at 6:30 p.m. Watch the Mobile Bay Bears play the Chattanooga Lookouts at Hank Aaron Stadium. Tickets are just $10, available online at joinacf.org. Mark your calendar Thursday, July 19th, 6:30 p.m.
All right, 738 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. News out of Okaloosa County, Florida this morning as authorities continue to search for the man connected to a deadly shooting involving an Uber driver. Now, the victim's been identified as 29-year-old Philip Kirilov. He was shot to death in his vehicle around 6:30 a.m. Deputies believe he was killed between 4 and 6 a.m. A motive has not yet been determined. Sheriff's office has released surveillance camera images of the person of interest. Investigators are asking people who have noticed anything suspicious in the area of Santa Rosa Boulevard in Nautilus Court to call the sheriff's office at 850-651-7400 or Crime Stoppers at 850-863-TIPS. Saturday, U.S. Coast Guard rescued 9 people from a sinking boat. Watchstanders at the Coast Guard Sector Mobile received a call about 9 p.m. on Friday of a 61-foot sport fisher boat taking on water. They were approximately 115 nautical miles south of Destin. According to the USCG report, passengers were manually bailing the water and using dewatering pumps delivered by an HC-144 Ocean Century fixed-wing aircrew from Coast Guard Aviation Training Center Mobile, as well as a radio. All people on board were wearing life jackets. They had 2 life rafts prepared. Coast Guard, they were able to assist the distressed mariners due to the EPIRB. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, EPIRB. That's correct. Yes,
I
very good.
I love that. EPIRB, my new word of the day. being activated and the satellite phone being used to contact someone on land and locate them due to the sound and signaling devices. Crews from Clearwater, New Orleans, and Good Samaritans also assisted. And the name of the day of the Good Samaritans aboard the vessel, brace yourself. Good on you for helping those in need. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 EPIRB.
Hey, yeah, EPIRB. And what's nice is we're talking about last hour. Well, you know, a 61-foot sport fisher has room for the rafts and a lot more ditch gear, as they call it, for getting out. Even on your smaller boats, I've over the last couple of years, actually just last year, got a personal EPIRB. I used to have the spot locator. But this is a system where you flip one thing, lets the antenna up, and then you using a technical term here, mash the button, and it gives you a specific locate. And I carry that on the boat all the time now. It is just the prices have gotten affordable for regular boaters like me to have these. And
I'm
it's
glad
just
you
a great
mentioned that because sometimes people say, well, I just that's right. Something you don't want to skimp out on when it comes to safety.
That's right. You think about what we spend on rods and reel and fuel and ice and all that stuff. That one of those locators that really pretty cost effective. I think mine was in the $200-something range, and you can get it. You'll register it with the Coast Guard. They give you they have your information, you know, that's paired with that locator beacon, and you put it in there in your dry box, but where you can get to it on your boat, and it's extra peace of mind. So use that. It's right there at your fingertips, and it can save your life. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we check in with Dalton for sports, and in the 8 o'clock hour, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us to talk about the possibility of as many as 25,000 immigrants being housed in Baldwin County in a tent camp. By the way, that's also the online opinion poll question. Do you support the Trump administration possibly housing as many as 25,000 immigrants in a tent city in Baldwin County? Let us know what you think when you vote online at fmtalk1065.com.
It's that time of year. It's on everyone's mind. You've made your plans and preparations if a hurricane impacts our area. Now, what you need more than anything else is accurate information. Where is the storm going? How intense are the winds? What kind of storm surge can you expect? When you need to know, you need Dr. Bill Williams, founder of the University of South Alabama's Coastal Weather Research Center and Mobile's only full-time radio meteorologist. When the information matters, and it has to be right, Mobile's first choice is Dr. Bill Williams on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for Goldfingers. I don't know if you noticed, but Chick-fil-A on Dolphin Street shut down for a remodel. They'll be back open, I think, in 3 weeks, they said. This is a great time for you to check something out right there in your neighborhood, right there where you work, right where you live, across the street from Chick-fil-A, brand new restaurant called Goldfingers. I was in there the other day. Loved the chicken fingers. I had the fried and the broiled. A huge selection from salads to burgers and everything in between. Goldfingers, brand new in town. Go check them out. Make a new habit today. Goldfingers on Dolphin Street. This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. They're looking to hire top-notch body technicians and auto damage estimators. Do you have what it takes? Come apply today at any of their 7 locations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Congressman Bradley Byrne is heading to the Secretary of Homeland Security's office this morning to raise concerns over an immigrant tent city in Alabama. Last week, a Department of the Navy memo leaked, which unveiled a plan to house 25,000 refugees in Baldwin County. They would be placed in 2 locations, one near Robertsdale, the other in Orange Beach. Congressman Byrne says the infrastructure, water, electricity, and sewer cannot sustain that many people.
Bringing them all the way over to Alabama in a field near the coast in hurricane season is not a good way to detain people.
The GOP challenger in the race for attorney general has suspended his campaign after news broke Sunday that AG Steve Marshall's wife has died. The attorney general's office confirms Bridget Marshall died after a long struggle with mental illness. She was 45 years old. Foley police busted a man with a homemade bomb over the weekend. He faces other charges as well. Thomas Abadi was arrested Friday. Police say he confessed to having a homemade bomb. He's being held on a $12,000 bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get 2 of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just 2 sandwiches for 4 bills. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
Employers, listen up. Do you need highly skilled workers for your business? Alabama's Department of Labor exists to be a voice of opportunity for job seekers and their future employers. That would be you. With 49 career centers throughout Alabama and more than 25,000 different job postings online, the Department of Labor helps place workers in multiple industries. So if you're looking for quality candidates who are ready, willing, and able to help your company succeed, the Department of Labor can help. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Labor, Alabama Construction Recruitment Institute, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
745 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dalton for sports in just a second. We'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM first. And hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And Larry, I'm checking my Facebook Messenger here, and a buddy of mine said, hey, for your information, Sullivan, LCM motor cars are legit. My criteria were a full-size four-door truck, around 100,000 miles, budget around $15,000, and clean. And I'm getting ready to buy a 2008 Silverado from them that meets all of my criteria. That's what you do every day. Just more of that, please.
We try to do our best. You know, we can't have everything on the ground we need. So, as a matter of fact, this week we've got some orders we got to fill.
And so what folks do, you'll hear that. So a buddy of mine got this deal. You come in, you sit down with Larry, and you say, I'm looking for this, and you start looking for us.
Absolutely. We can get online. You know, we've got multiple ways to go. We've got all different kind of sources. We've got thousands of vehicles we can put up on the big screen and just go down and find the right one for them.
All right. So do like my buddy did, and we've been telling you about it, LCM. Come out and see them. How do we get there?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 746, time for sports.
All right, thank you very much, Sean. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Hey, that'd be a great place to check out the 2018 College World Series Finals, which begins tonight. You're going to have the University of Arkansas facing Oregon State in Game 1 of the best-of-three series. The Razorbacks advanced to the championship with a 5-2 win over the top-ranked Florida Gators on Friday night. It'll be the second time in Arkansas's history that the baseball team will compete in the finals. Their first go-round was back in 1979 when the Razorbacks lost to Cal State Fullerton. Oregon State beat Mississippi State twice over the weekend to advance to the Beavers' first World Series final since 2007. The Beavers were facing elimination when they defeated the Bulldogs 12-2 on Friday and again 5-2 on Saturday. Oregon State lost their World Series opener to North Carolina, then won four games in 6 days to advance. Game 1 in Omaha set for tonight at 6 p.m., and you can catch that action on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears won 3 in a row at home over the Tennessee Smokies. After dropping the first game of the series on Thursday night, the Bay Bears won 7-6 on a walk-off single in the ninth inning on Friday night. Then Mobile hit 4 home runs in a 14-4 win on Saturday and dominated with 3 more homers in a 9-0 shutout win yesterday. Tonight, the two teams meet for the 5th game of the 6-game series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to his third win of the season in the road course race at Sonoma on Sunday.
Rounding turn 11 and headed for home, Martin Truex scores his 18th career NASCAR Cup victory.
Truex made a risky move by waiting to pit several laps later than the rest of the contending drivers, and that move ended up paying off with Truex passing Kevin Harvick with 20 laps to go. He led by nearly 24 seconds at that point, 24 seconds in a NASCAR race, and then he took it easy the rest of the way, finishing 10 seconds ahead of Harvick in second place. Clint Bowyer finished in third, followed by Chase Elliott in fourth. On the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson came back from 6 shots down on Sunday to pass third-round leader Paul Casey and win the Travelers Championship for the third time in his career. It was also Watson's third PGA Tour win this season. Pensacola native finished the tournament at 17 under par, 3 shots ahead of Casey, Bo Hostler, J.B. Holmes, and another familiar name around here, Stuart Sink. Bubba was tied for the lead at 16 under going into the final hole when he drilled an approach shot to within 3 feet of the hole.
Almost went in. What a shot from Bubba Watson looking for number 3 here at the Travelers.
He would make that next putt for a birdie to go to 17 under, and no one would catch him the remainder of the day.
It's been an amazing ride my whole career, but this year has been outstanding.
Watson has the most wins of any player this year on the tour, and he sits in third place in the FedEx Cup rankings behind University of Alabama alum Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in first place. Some news breaking this morning, former Murphy High School football player, also University of Alabama and Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end, Keith McCants rested this morning near St. Petersburg, Florida. He's charged with a felony count of possession of crack cocaine and driving with a revoked or suspended license. The 50-year-old bonded out of jail. Right now, records don't list a lawyer. He has been arrested multiple times since 2010. McCants' most recent arrest was in January for driving with a suspended license. Court records show he faces a July 10th court date. Right now, 7:50 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they just cleared the accident on the I-10 overpass at Malbus. Had one near Daphne as well cleared up. The Bayway, the Causeway, looking good now. So far through Mobile, the couple wrecks we've had there have been minor and also moved into parking lots. Tillman Square, Theodore, no delays yet. How'd you like to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer? Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Make reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast expect mostly sunny skies. Today will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
7:53 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. A couple of headlines you need to know. Two women in charge of making the last days comfortable for those of hospice patients were arrested in Etowah County after police say they admitted to intentionally over-medicating a hospice patient who later died. 42-year-old Caroline Renee Burton and 34-year-old Brooke Tuck Ragsdale were both arrested Friday and charged with first-degree assault. The elderly female patient's name has not been released, but the two women worked at the Woodland Place Assisted Living in Southside. Freeman says, and this is the authority that was speaking to the media, said the victim's family contacted police saying that they believed the patient was being over-medicated. The patient was taken to a local hospital. Lab work was done before she died. State officials say they expect to begin their own investigation this week. Both women remain in the Etowah County Jail on $50,000 bond. If you have a career-minded daughter, granddaughter, niece, cousin, they're invited to join a discussion today. The Teen Girls of Snook Youth Club are inviting teenagers to their workshop entitled Small Talk. It's today at the Ben May Library. The career education workshop will be presented by Theola Bright, former artist-in-residence for the state of Alabama. It's today, 9:30 to 12 noon. It's free of charge. If you'd like more information, call 251-943-1483. Score 1, or should I say 80, for the Saraland Police Department. They seized 80 pounds of marijuana last Thursday during a routine traffic stop on I-65. The driver of the vehicle, he was arrested and will be charged with trafficking marijuana. The drugs were sealed in individually wrapped bags, which authorities say generally means they're going to be used for street sales. And last but not least, congratulations to the 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa was named the winner of the 2018 World's Ugliest Dog Contest on Saturday.
With the giant tongue.
Zsa Zsa, yes, with the giant tongue. And it's crooked.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And Zsa Zsa beat out dogs with hairless bodies.
Right. It's usually that hairless dog, yes, that makes, you know, that
with maybe one tuft of hair sitting on the side of its head.
Imperfections applauded.
Yes.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa's jacked. Big shoulders.
Right. Zsa Zsa ain't no Gabor. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice. Lots to talk about. And one of those items, I think, has, well, we already know, has some people talking this morning about the possibility of the Navy, through the Trump administration, housing as many as 25,000 immigrants in a tent city in Baldwin County. Now, if this feels like deja vu all over again, well, it is. This is the Silver Hill Field, Wolf Field, where they had talked about during the Obama administration housing immigrants there. Those same locations could be the location of some of, they're looking at Arizona, California, and Alabama, I think, on their list of places they could put these tent cities in. And so we'll talk about that with Congressman Bradley Byrne coming up at around 8:05.
Yeah, I remember that first time was just a couple years ago, and a huge deal when that was first announced. I'm sure this will be just as big of a deal when everybody starts talking about that today.
That's for sure. Also, your chance to let us know what you think about that story when you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Online opinion poll question: do you support the Trump administration possibly housing as many as 25,000 immigrants in a tent city in Baldwin County? Vote right now, FMTalk1065.com. Also, check out Three Big Things, Top Stories of the Morning, and catch podcasts, show lineups, all that good stuff. FMTalk1065.com. Also, find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, Instagram.
Yes.
And soon to come to Venmo.
Yes. Send only. No,
just,
no money coming from us.
That's right. Just send money on Venmo. All right, be right back.